Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
What's up?
What's going on?
Nothing.
Well, this is the beginning of our new show.
This is a new beginning of our show.
Yeah, same show, new beginning.
Yeah, same show, new beginning. How you like that? Just us talking. How you like that?
We're just talking right now.
Yeah.
This is just us hanging out. We're talking.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, what are we going to talk about on the show today? What you got?
Oh, I got some good ones. I got New Kind of Keys off of Florida.
What?
New Kind of Florida Keys.
Oh, okay.
We'll get to that with the weird news.
I got snow news.
Snow news is good. Snow news is better than no news.
That's true.
You know what?
Where's the rim shot after
that? I know. I needed that. I wasn't quite ready for that. Oh, damn it. There will be no lion tacos in Arizona.
No lion tacos?
I'll tell you that right now.
Damn. Well, we also got Oscar nomination news and Lady Gaga's new perfume.
Ooh. We have a new kind
smells
of...
Smells good.
I bet it does. Is it meat flavored? Scented?
Almost. Almost.
And we have a new kind of soft drink with pot.
Oh, I know about that soft drink. I had one right before I came here.
That explains a few things.
I know, doesn't it?
Should I press the button now?
Yeah, you want to start the show?
Let's get the show started.
Derek and Kay Show, here we go.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
I'm f***ed up. Can you please help me?
And the bass keeps running. Well, running.
So you can run and tell that, homeboy.
In this context, when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all follow your intuition. Free your inner
it's starting to look like a triple rainbow.
We're supposed to go to the cool.
Yeah, really well.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
That it is.
It is January 30th.
2011.
I'm Derek. There's Kay.
I'm Susan.
Susan.
Who's
Susan?
I don't know. The host of the show? Nah, I'm just kidding. It's Kay. What's up, people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm excited for today's show. How are you doing over there?
I'm really excited for today's show.
Yeah?
I'm doing well. I'm excited that we're on.
Yeah, I'm excited that we're on, too. We're on live, right? We're not going to podcast the show later or record it.
As far as I know, we're live.
You know what?
Excuse me.
What's going on with the voice over there? You need a Ricola?
Ricola.
Ricola.
Hopefully the voice will hold out for the show.
And, you know, I forgot what I was going to say. I hate when that happens. I was totally going to say something.
Really?
I completely forgot. Oh, man.
What was it related to?
I was going to say, better start to live this week than last
week. Oh, that's right. Yeah, last week was a little bit rough.
Last week we had a little bit of a problem.
Yeah. we were like looping and a craziness. Yeah.
It was very weird. I don't know what happened. Anyway, if you're listening live, you can contact the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Follow our blog at derekandk.blogspot.com. Follow us on Twitter at dkradioshow. And call the show when we are live at 661-467-2416. Long distance rates may apply if you are at home or in...
calling from another country.
Calling from Russia. Something like that.
Lots of different possibilities there that could happen.
Yeah, you know, you never know. Or if you're calling from Australia. What time is it there? Is it tomorrow?
It's probably tomorrow.
Yeah, same time tomorrow.
No, I really don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I have no clue. Anyway. Oh.
Yeah. Well, it's a new week.
We got new stuff going on.
New show.
Well, you know what? We don't have new stuff going on because you know what's going on a lot all the time?
What's going on?
I
know we got some basketball going on in the background.
We got winter weather going on.
Is there more coming?
Oh, there's more coming.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. Not kidding you this time.
Oh, man.
It's coming on Wednesday. Apparently, we're going to get a foot of snow.
Are you kidding me?
That's what I heard. I heard some guy who was on a roof today.
On a roof?
Yeah, he was on a roof, and he was talking
Whose roof?
I don't know. House across the street. And he was talking to a friend, and he goes, yeah, we're going to get a foot more on Wednesday.
Wow, awesome. Well, that means snow day again. I love a snow day.
Maybe for you. Oh, gay time. Sorry.
Well, where did that come in? We're not going to break already, are we?
No.
But it is
apparently
so hard to have a gay time.
It is. It's really hard. There's gay time news also.
Is there?
Yeah, there is. There is.
Awesome.
Anyway, there's going to be more snow on Wednesday. And apparently this is the snowiest winter we've had in a long time. The snowiest January.
Yeah, it is really snowy.
We've gotten 60.3 inches for the season already.
Already?
Already.
You can see it's like piled up to like shoulder length almost.
Oh, it's weight.
With the shoveling and everything.
The stuff in the front yard is way taller than me.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're piling up the snow from the driveway. And because last year we only had a total of 35.7 inches of snow.
Wow. It's a lot of snow. Sounds like a lot of snow.
Sounds like a lot, yeah. So we've already had 60. So we've already had like twice as much.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
We're getting another foot.
Yeah, and I think the snowiest was in the last snowiest January was in 2005.
Yeah.
According to the Boston Globe here. And there's been a lot of money to move the snow around.
Oh, I bet.
The budget for the snow includes another $25 million for highway snow removal.
Oh, my gosh.
Atop the previous $58 million.
What?
Yes, to remove the effing snow.
That's a lot of money just to move some wet stuff.
Yeah, and it's not going away, apparently. It's just coming.
Oh, it's so cold and wintry.
Yeah, it's...
Jeez.
Freezing. I'm done with this. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm ready. Spring. How about spring?
Yeah, spring.
Can we get some spring action?
Spring would be nice. A day of melting would be nice.
Well, unfortunately, we got to go through February, which is always like one of the worst, right?
February is a dagger.
Like that is the worst.
Horrible.
It seems to be the most wintry month.
Of course.
And then you're already sick of winter going into it.
And it's Black History Month, the shortest month of the year and the coldest. So good choice there, government.
That's what February is?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. Shortest month of the year.
Is it really?
Yeah, fantastic.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's got a few less days.
28 days.
28.
Yeah.
I don't think that was intentional.
You don't think so?
No.
I don't know about that.
White people are so scared of black people.
What else are we celebrating?
What else are we celebrating? Oh, today?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are
we celebrating anything?
Well, yesterday was National Puzzle Day.
I wasn't aware of that.
But I don't know what we're celebrating today.
I didn't send any greeting cards.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, you should have. I sent mine out last week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you get there in time?
Yeah. Did you get yours?
I don't believe so.
No?
Should I check my mail?
Yeah, you should check your mail.
I don't think I noticed that.
You got mail.
I sent it to some P.O. box.
Oh, that's not where I'm at.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, well, that's what you told me.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you better check that.
All right. I'll get my... jigsaw puzzle card?
Yes.
Is that what that is?
It's an actual jigsaw puzzle.
You got to put it together to see what it says?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yep.
Very interesting.
It's in your P.O. box.
You've got mail.
Malden.
Malden. Yeah. I don't really have one, but that's okay.
You don't?
That's
what you told me.
Is that what I told you?
Yeah.
That might have been for something else. I don't know.
for when you get the sheep?
Oh, I don't have a sheep sounder. Yeah, we got to get the sheep. Yeah, I don't want it to become here and associate it with my name.
The sex toy sheep?
Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do with that. We don't really have that contest.
What do you mean you don't know what we're going to do with it? You know what we're going to do with it.
Huh?
Yeah. Have fun. What's up with your mic? It's hot.
Yeah, it was a little hot there. My house was really close.
Oh,
yeah,
I
don't know.
The sex toy sheep with two holes?
Two holes.
It really has
no
two
waiting.
Holes?
That's what it says.
Is it one in the front and one in the back, or like two in the back?
I have a feeling because I've looked at the picture
Does it have
a feeling.
Lips in the front?
Yeah, and it's got the blue eyelashes, the long eyelashes.
Trifling.
That is pretty trifling. I don't think.
Trifling.
I don't think.
Trifling.
Trifling. Death trifling.
Yeah. I'm guessing the holes are in the back.
Ew.
Ew.
I mean.
Maybe we'll get one.
Is there a difference?
Maybe we'll be the show mouse.
Two holes in the back?
Well, some people would say so.
Even if it's like
you talk to.
Blown up plastic? I mean, what difference could there be?
I don't know how good the quality could be.
Not for 11.37. Maybe the more expensive sheet.
Yeah, there might be. I think there's a more expensive one out there on Amazon.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't really spent enough time researching it.
I'm surprised.
It's the kind of thing you don't want to do all the time. Like, you don't want to do it at work.
Really?
Might look a little weird.
Not at work?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe just not safe for work. NSFW?
might not be safe for work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Sheep. But we could have a contest and we could give that thing out.
We could. Who'd want to
sell? Is there any laws against that?
No, of course not.
No. It's good. It's all good.
No. We want all the best that New Zealand's children experience for our fans in the United States to also experience.
Does it need to be an over 18 contest, perhaps?
No, we can give it to the children just like they were doing in New Zealand. What's wrong?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really, it's a pet sheep.
Yeah.
Blow up.
It's cuddly. It blows up. It's got holes for storage.
Storage.
You could put your candy in there.
Ew. That's really gross.
Yeah, you could get the kids Halloween candy. You put...
Hey, look, it's a Snickers bar.
Yeah. Ew.
Gross.
So I noticed on Twitter that we are the only people following us.
Yeah, we're each following our show.
We're each following
really
our own
exciting.
Show. And we're following four out of the five new kids on the block as of this morning.
We are?
Yes.
I didn't know we were following anyone.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a Twitter bonanza.
That's interesting. I wonder how that happened.
I don't know. I have no idea how that happened.
Maybe we should do some kind of contest with our Twitter, like our first follower.
Our first follower gets what, the sheep?
Could get something. What do you think of that?
I think it's good.
Something along those lines?
Maybe. I don't know. The sheep.
It's kind of weird.
I'm looking for a new Kids in the Block song. Oh, here we go.
I think I'm fresh out. Wow.
You know what? I actually have something to say about this.
I actually do, too.
So I just saw on TV today, this morning, when I was watching, I don't even know what channel I was watching. Apparently, they're going to be at Fenway Park in June, and I'm butt-sized.
Oh, that's a pretty good location.
Yeah.
Well, let me just do this.
It's going to be them and the Backstreet Boys.
It's new for the 90s, the Derek and Kay Show.
And I'm going to go. I'm excited. I want to be hanging tough. It's the Backstreet Boys and the New Kids on the Block, which I'm not really excited about.
Together again.
Well,
together at last.
I never really was into the Backstreet Boys. I think I might have been a touch too old for Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
But I did love the New Kids.
I never really listened to much of their music.
Because you were a boy.
And straight.
Yeah,
so
straight,
I didn't really listen to too much of that. But
I had a mega crush on Jordan Knight, and then I ran into him on the street in Boston.
Oh, that's right.
My first year of college. He was at the Bank of Boston ATM when it was still Bank of Boston, waiting in line behind me to go to the ATM. And I saw him another time at the Dunkin' Donuts getting, I don't know, donuts.
Yeah.
And then I
another time.
Yeah, I saw him a few times.
It's crazy.
And then I think the fourth or fifth time I saw him, I decided to stop him. I scared the crap out of him by tapping him on the back of the shoulder.
Uh-huh.
And he was really nice. He talked to me for 10 minutes, and then I got freaked out and said I had to go.
It's like, yeah, you didn't know what else you're going to do with him?
Yeah, I was like, I just freaky. I got to go. But I talked to him for a long time. He was very good looking.
Huh.
Yes. Beautiful skin.
Yeah?
Yes.
Good-looking guy.
Good-looking guy. Very nice, too. Yeah, but that's my New Kids on the Block experience, and I wanted to find someone to go to the concert with in June. So if anybody wants to go, that'd be great.
In June?
Yeah.
It's like the summer series at Fenway Park?
Yeah.
They have one huge concert a summer.
We're not on.
I feel like I've never heard this music before. We're not... Uh-oh, what happened? We're not...
We just cut out.
We cut out?
Yeah.
What the hell happened?
I don't know.
We got internet. Oh.
What happened? Is internet gone?
The internet's freaking
out.
Oh,
my God. Internet's gone. We got to get it back on.
Oh, my God.
So we can get back on.
Well,
all right.
I look back on over here.
Oh, now it's on.
And now
okay.
I got this on. Yeah, we got too many things on.
All right. I'm going to call again.
I'm going to turn this off. We should be on. I mean, internet-wise.
Okay, internet's on. Connecting.
Oh, what a bummer.
Here we go.
Since it appears you're calling back into a live show, we are reconnecting you now.
Oh, that's great.
Internet problems, but we're back.
Are we back?
We're back.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't know how much of my New Kids on the Block story got on the air.
I don't know how long we were cut for, but But I guess we're back now.
Yeah, we're back now.
On the air.
We can rebroadcast the whole show later.
We could do that if parts were missing.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, luckily, there's probably one of our listeners is listening.
Good ass story.
That was a good story.
Yeah.
One of our listeners was probably drinking some wine and having some fudge and found out our show got cut. So I'm glad we're back on.
Having some fudge?
I'm guessing.
Drinking wine and fudge.
Well, not drinking fudge.
Well, of course, not drinking fudge. Wow. Well, that's a good thing that one of our callers or one of our listeners alerted us to that. Oh, we've got one new tweet from a follower.
We got a new follower?
Jonathan Knight just tweeted.
Really?
Did I just see a big squirrel driving a car into my driveway? Maybe it was Jordan Knight coming back from a shopping spree. I don't know.
Oh, wait, this is one of the new kids?
Yeah.
Oh.
The gay one.
And we're so
there's
that's what's happening
one.
With our Twitter account.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's very exciting.
Wow. I hope we need someone to follow. If someone will follow us, we give them a prize. I think we should just.
We will?
First person.
What's the prize?
I haven't figured that out yet. You want it to be the sheep?
No, we don't have the sheep.
We don't have the sheep. We could get the sheep.
Well, I mean, that's a little while. We got to have something we can easily get.
Let's do, we're going to do a gift certificate.
To where? Amazon?
They can get the sheep
themselves if they want.
No. $10 gift certificate. Oh, or Duncan?
Have a Duncan moment. Maybe you can see Jordan Knight there.
Wait, what do you think would be more fitting?
I don't know. Box of gay time?
Box of gay time. Can we even get that here?
No.
We'll do like a $10 gift certificate somewhere. We'll figure it out.
Somewhere?
Yeah.
There's got to be some motivation for someone to follow our show. How about our good old standby, Starbucks?
All right, Starbucks it is.
All right.
First tweet.
First follower and has to tweet us directly and follow us gets a $10 gift card to
That's
Starbucks.
Right. You do both.
Yes.
That would be great.
And it can't be our P1 listener.
That's right.
Sorry.
Sorry. Just
you
have
don't
another
qualify.
Sip of wine.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Eat your fudge. Anyway, you want to take a break and then we'll get into the weird news?
Maybe we should do that now that we're officially back on.
All right. Cool. I hope we stay on.
I hope so, too. This is a little bit crazy.
Crazy with a K.
Crazy late K. No?
No.
Or crazy with a K.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be right back after this.
Like crazy glue.
This is the Eric and Kay Show.
I want a juicy and thick. I want a special treat. I want the one that tastes like me. Move over here, John, the cow in the stand. Dr. Pepper, here comes the cow in the stand. Dr. Pepper.
Hey, everybody, there's a new soft drink in town. It's called Dr. Pepper, because it tastes like real meat. Dr. Pepper comes in four mouth-watering flavors. Burger, brisket, barbecue rib, and new lemon veal. Beef it up today with Dr. Pepper.
Here comes the cow in the stand. Dr. Pepper.
Move over to Dr. Pepper today. Available at your local butcher.
Dr. Pepper. Here comes the cow in the stand.
This is the Eric and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, the Derek and Kay Show.
Yo, it's the Derek and Kay Show. We are back.
Welcome back.
Word up, yo.
What version of Word Up is this?
I don't know, 2004? Is this a different version?
Who is it?
Korn.
Oh, Korn?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know they covered it.
Word up.
All I can think of is the Rick James version.
I don't think I've heard that.
Really?
No.
Oh, not Rick James. It's some, I forget, but it's I have that. Do you not know the original?
I don't think so. Well, maybe I've heard it, but I don't have it.
I have it.
You have it there?
Yeah. Let's see. Word up. Oh, there. Cameo. Here it is. Here it is. Wait, wait, wait.
Yeah. That...
You've never heard this?
Oh, I have heard this.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I don't have this record. I don't have it.
Oh, I got it off iTunes. You should see the cover. It's really special.
Nice.
Anyway.
Word up.
Yeah, word up. What you got on the weird news there?
Oh, I've got some weird news.
I can't wait.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, in Arizona, they will not be serving lion tacos.
Why not?
An Arizona restaurant decided to scrap plans to offer lion meat and its tacos. This family-owned Mexican restaurant, they've done a lot of exotic things in the past.
Where would they be getting the lion meat if they were to serve lion meat?
In Africa? I don't know. They got some threats about people. They were going to take pre-orders on these tacos and sell them for $8.75 a piece.
Wow.
But I guess they got some, they're getting some vicious threats to the family-owned restaurant.
Lion meat. King of the jungle.
They'll say they say they'll continue to bring unusual things to their menu, but no one will remind me.
Like what? Like a...
I don't know. They've had some really weird stuff in the past. I think they had kangaroo. I had a list of them, but I don't have them here.
Oh, I've heard of people eating kangaroo before.
But like, oh, here it is. We got a kangaroo. We got alligator.
I've heard of people eating alligator.
Did I say rattlesnake?
Too. Yeah.
Turtles, duck, frog, turtle. Legs. All the tacos. Kind of weird mix for tacos.
All those meats seem normal to me.
But, like...
But except for lion.
I understand. Yeah, well... But, because like, you if you what? Went to a quick Mexican place, it doesn't really, like, seem like...
Turtle taco?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like up on the board. Like, we go to Anna's.
Turtle.
And,
yeah. Yeah. There was a place that I used to go to in Maryland
Python.
Called Terrapins Taqueria.
Terrapins?
Yeah, because of the Maryland Terrapins. And it had a big turtle as its mascot.
And they didn't serve turtle?
They did not serve turtle.
Hmm.
That place is so good.
And that's what's happening in Arizona.
Arizona?
Yeah.
It's a weird place.
It is a weird place.
Huh.
Lots of stuff going on there.
Turtle tacos.
Turtle tacos.
I don't think I've ever had turtle.
You've never had turtle?
No. But I've had duck. What else do you say they had? Rabbit? Duck?
Let's see. They had python.
Python?
Alligator?
Alligator. Haven't had that. Had
elk.
Rat. Elk. Haven't had that either.
Kangaroo.
Haven't had that.
Rattlesnake.
Haven't had that.
Oysters.
Ew.
In a taco? That doesn't seem right to me. I don't understand how that would work.
You know, I feel like everybody likes oysters but me. And you, of course.
I've never had them.
I
don't.
But oysters, not a fan. I like the clam. I like other crustaceans. Not the oyster.
Not into the oysters.
Mm-mm, something about the flavor. I don't know what it is. Just don't like it.
It looks, to me, it kind of looks gross.
It does look gross. It looks like mucusy.
Yeah. You don't want to consume. I don't know. It doesn't seem like something I would want to consume.
Mm, you want the slug? Here you go.
Yeah. It's just pour it in. Pull it in your gullet. I don't know.
Yeah. It's kind of gross.
It's, and did you see people eat? Don't they like?
Yeah. They slurp. They slurp it right down the gullet.
I don't know about that.
It's a little gross.
And
I don't know. I guess it's some sort of delicacy.
Turtle,
right.
Duck, frog's legs, and tacos. All in a taco.
I think turtle taco is great because it's that alliteration.
Turtle taco. It does sound great. All right. This comes to us from California.
Shocker. More weird news from California.
We've got a new medical marijuana user's soft drink.
Oh, yeah. I read about this.
Yeah, a California entrepreneur has plans to market a line of medical marijuana soft drinks. Such names as...
Leisurely Lemonade.
That'd be a good. I like that.
I think that was a real one.
Wow, you should pick up on that. He's got Cana Cola.
What cola?
And then he's got a Dr. Pepper-like substance called Dockweed.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you
Those
know
are
what?
The flagship ones.
The story I had like different flavors. Had like a.
There's a grape flavored Grape Ape, and an orange.
Grape Ape.
Orange Kush. A 12-ounce bottle will be $10 to $15, and that's what's happening in California. Damn it.
In my story here, I have Leisurely Lemonade. This is by products by Canna Catering. This is in...
This is something different.
Squall, California.
What?
And they have a lot of THC in them, and they have...
Leisurely Lemonade... This is the same story, but they didn't mention that in this one.
Compassion Fruit Punch. And there were some other ones, too,
Compassion
but they're not
Christ.
In the story. But it looks like real soda pop.
It like, does, the can.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's bottles, and they're all like brightly colored with cartoons on
oh,
the front.
Oh, 12-ounce bottles, yeah.
Yeah.
10
so,
to 15 bucks.
Well, yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah, that's an expensive soft drink. Yeah. You can pack it with your lunch. It'd be good.
Have a little weed with your turtle tacos.
yeah, Doc Weed. I don't know.
That's Doc Weed?
That's really weird.
Oh, like Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Or Dr. Heifer.
I get jokes. Or Dr. Heifer.
Yeah.
Cow in a can.
Here comes the cow in a can. I might pick me up some of that.
Cow in a can?
It's pretty good. Well, it's not really meat. It's just meat flavored.
Oh, meat flavored.
Yeah, Dr. Heifer.
Do you love meat flavored soft drinks?
Well, it wouldn't be my go-to, but here comes a cow in a can.
You know, speaking of cow in a can, did you ever have that toy, the cow in a can?
I love that.
Oh, I was so scared of it.
You're scared? It's really scary?
Yes. I was butt scared of it. I would avoid, it was in my toy box, you know, like a wooden toy box.
Yeah.
And I would avoid moving things inside the toy box because I was afraid of upsetting the can.
Did you not realize how it worked? Like you turn it one way.
And then hearing this.
Oh my gosh. That would be scary if it sounded like
it.
That. Yeah.
I hated it. I thought it was the worst thing ever. I think I have audio of a cow can somewhere.
It's a good sound. And there's the sheep one too.
Oh, here it is.
You got it right there?
Yeah. I hate
yeah,
that.
That's it. That's
yeah.
the one. Does it bring back bad memories for you?
Yeah, it does a little bit. Here it is again.
I love how you can hear the turn of the can.
It's awful. I was really scared of it. I was scared of a lot of things when I was a kid.
Were you scared when you turn it over? Were you scared that you didn't understand like how it worked?
No, I was.
Because if I could see how that could freak a kid out, like if it just moves, like. Especially back then, we didn't have a lot, you know, because we're, you know, they didn't have a lot of battery-operated things. So it's like
I had a speak and spell.
Well,
I didn't like that thing either.
Did that freak you out too?
Yeah, it upset me because when you, it was like, you know, the thing from the 80s, and they'd say, how do you spell, you know, school or whatever.
How do you spell? It's that kind
of. Yeah. Oh, we got to see if we can find some audio of the speak and spell because that's fantastic. And I would do the spelling, and if you get it wrong, you'd be like, wrong.
Oh, it's, yeah.
It would yell at you, and I would be really upset by it. Are you trying to find a speak and spell sound?
I don't have one here. I wish I did.
I think I can find one. Oh, wait. Current is a speak and spell from... There's a speak and spell commercial. Huh, what's this? This might be a little... This might be good right here. This thing, oh, there's a video of a Furby here, too.
Oh, those things are freaky.
Remember, Brenna had one.
Well, I don't know why she had one.
I don't know why she had one either.
I remember her having one, though.
Wait a minute. Here we go.
Whoa.
Say it. I heard it.
Yeah, I didn't like it. It was, like, too electronic and freaky. Oh, I don't know. This is doing something crazy. This is somebody's like modifying
someone
the unit.
Hacked it.
Yeah, this is someone hacking it. Oh, we got one new tweet.
Oh,
that's
really?
It's a new tweet from someone. It's not like a. Donnie Wahlberg just tweeted.
Oh, this is just the new kids. What? We need to get a follower. Someone get on so we don't have to do new kids all the time. That's going to be the only thing our Twitter's going to be. Oh, boy.
It's new for the 90s. The Derek and Kay Show.
What's the next story on the weird news?
Yeah, I'm trying to get there. All right, we got a missing pedigree cat that turns up neutered.
What?
Yeah,
how
it happened.
How did that happen?
I'm not too sure. But this happened in New Zealand.
Somebody just random... New Zealand?
Yeah.
Always across the universe.
A valuable pedigree cat that went missing from its New Zealand home turned up, but 2 days later, a little different, had been surgically castrated.
Oh, how sad.
The owner was furious because they planned on using the Siamese Bengal cross as a stud.
Siamese?
Yeah.
Oh, how sad.
But she She says, "What am I supposed to do now? I can't sew them back on." That's actually a quote.
She said that?
Yeah, which is...
But only in the New Zealand accent.
Probably, which I can't
really
do
either.
I'm
not going to embarrass myself over the radio.
So that poor kitty.
Just imagine it.
And that's what's happening in New Zealand.
New Zealand, huh? Wow. So they neuter random cats in New Zealand, and they also give away blow up sheep to children.
It's just crazy anymore over there.
Great place.
You know, I don't understand. I mean, I understand, like, when the cats go to the shelter, and then if it's, like, a homeless cat, that they'll neuter them. But don't they have, like...
Not a random.
But not that quick, like, two days. And don't they have, like all the cats now are chipped, like... Can't they tell if it was someone's cat or?
Yeah, well,
I don't know why you wouldn't have that done.
A serial neuterer.
It could be.
Somebody just out just chopping cats' balls off, just all the time.
Oh, that's really rough.
It is rough, but you know he's still a man.
Still a man.
Still a man. Just
it happens to the best of them.
I guess so. You know, helps him live longer. A little less, spraying.
A little less craziness happening there.
Yeah.
I've got one. I guess I got one more here.
Clean carpets. Go ahead.
Clean carpets are good.
Yep.
This is what we were talking about earlier. A new kind of Florida keys.
Uh-oh.
There was a baby grand piano that shows up on a sandbar off the Miami coast.
What?
Did you hear about this one?
No.
Well, it's a grand piano on it. Well, what happened, the story turned up here, it was a kid that moved, it was a burnt baby grand. And they moved it to a sandbar in the middle of it.
Burnt Baby Grand?
Yeah.
That sounds like a great name for a band.
Burnt Baby.
Coming to the stage now, everybody, is Burnt Baby Grand. Give it up for Burnt Baby Grand.
I guess he wanted to do it sort of as an art movement. He had he's applying for art schools, and he thought it would be like this big, like, whoa, check this out.
So he set a piano on fire and then put it out in
the
ocean?
The piano was already charred from someone else, and then decided to move it off to the sandbar.
Weird.
And that's what's happening in Miami.
In Miami?
Yeah,
wow.
Off the coast of Miami. There's a picture of it.
There is?
You can take a look here.
Oh, fantastic.
Let's see. Picture.
I wish I had photographed it.
It's not very good. It's a small one, but you can...
Oh.
You can see it there.
Oh.
There's someone sitting at it.
It's very arty.
It's kind of a thing. And it's like people are wondering how they got it there. Anyways. But the story just came up a few days ago that this teen put it out there. It's kind of a...
Can't play that
kind
piano.
Kind of a stunt. You can't play that piano no more.
Yeah. It's not as good as those MIT stunts, though.
Those are so great.
Those are amazing.
Well, that is my weird news.
Oh, well, great. There's a lot of weird stuff going on out there.
Totally weird.
Well, should we take another break, and then we'll come back with the hot topics and the entertainment news?
That sounds like a plan.
All right, we got Oscar nominations. We got New Kids on the Block coming out of the closet.
What?
We got new Oprah's new family.
A lot of new kids this week.
We got Charlie Sheen news.
Oh my
I guess that's
goodness.
Not really news. And we got Lady Gaga's perfume and Jimmy Buffett news.
I'm excited to hear all about this excitement.
Yeah, it's good times. Stay tuned.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
This is the Eric and Kay Show.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately. And with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not. It's a major factor in dancing like a retard. May cause cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them. Also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Tequila!
This is the Eric and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
It's just like NPR, only a little different. The Derek and Kay Show. Heyo, it is the Derek and Kay Show. We are back.
Welcome back to the Derek and Kay Show. And remind you, all the time, you can contact this show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. Follow us on Twitter and win a prize at dkradioshow. And call the show live at 661-467-2416. Although I haven't been looking at the switchboard for the entire show. I just realized.
Oh.
So if you've been trying to call in, the phone lines are now open.
Yeah. Give us a call. We want to hear from you.
We want to hear from you. We want to hear your opinion. We want to hear your voice. Anyway, let's get to the entertainment news of the week.
Sounds great.
All righty, people. The Oscar nominations are, in fact, in. And the nominees for Best Picture are The Social Network, The King's Speech, The Fighter, True Grit, Black Swan, The Kids Are All Right, Inception, Toy Story 3, 127 Hours, and a movie I've never heard of called Winter's Bone.
Winter's Bone?
Yes. It sounds a tiny bit dirty also, but yeah. I've never heard of that.
Yeah,
movie.
I've never heard of that, no.
I've heard of all the other
movies. I've
heard
of all the other ones.
Did not see a single one.
Me neither. Kind of want to see The Social Network.
I'm going to rent it on Netflix.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so as soon as it comes out, but I haven't seen... I haven't seen any of these movies.
Yeah.
It's really sad. Anyway, the Oscars are February 27th, live broadcast from the Hollywood Kodak Theater. Shocker, Charlie Sheen is in rehab one more time.
Oh.
He went into the hospital for, like, some sort of hernia. And one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was there to, like, call 911 for him. Anyway, there was a 911 call that was hernia-related. He went into the hospital, and then he went into rehab for his apparent drug problems and drinking problems.
Yeah.
He gave $30,000 check to a porn star.
What?
Which is why, I mean, I want to hang out with Charlie Sheen if he's...
Donation?
Give out chicks checks.
Chicks checks.
Checks for chicks.
Is that like a donation?
$30,000. He just wrote it. He said made it out to cash.
Uh-huh.
And told the porn star to take it to the bank, and the money was hers.
I wonder, it must have been some strength to that.
I don't know if she cashed it and it cleared. I don't know.
Good for her.
He's a disaster. I hope he gets well, because 2.5 Men is on hiatus, and that's upsetting to me.
Oh.
Because I like that show. Anyway, Oprah Winfrey revealed a big secret this week about her family.
Oh, I heard a little bit about this.
She found her half-sister and revealed it on the show. And here's a little bit of the audio from the Oprah Show, talking to her half-sister, Patricia, who didn't reveal her last name on the show.
So during this whole process of trying and trying and trying, you know, I've done these stories where people try and then they're turned down. What made you not give up?
One reason why I didn't give up is because I know that I needed to get it out or get in touch with you so that no one else would put it out there. Mm-hmm. And then another reason is for my children. Mm-hmm.
So when you first realized that, oh my goodness, we could share the same mother, what were you thinking?
The first thing is I talked to my daughter and I told her to come and watch what I just watched. And she says, Mama, you know, we can't tell anybody. Mm-hmm. And I said, I know that. Because we had to make sure you know, we have to make sure, first of all, and then you can't just go out there and put that out there, you know, that would hurt someone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was so moved on the tape where you said you were worried that you might hurt me. How did you think you would hurt me?
Oh, my goodness. If that got out, and it's not fair, number one,
mm-hmm.
because it's family business,
mm-hmm.
and family business needs to be handled by family.
Well, it is now out there. Yes.
And it was handled by family.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be handled by anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
That's
anyway, apparently her mother and Patricia were reunited on the show, so that's all big ratings for Oprah because her ratings were dipping, and she's starting this OWN network, apparently. It's called OWN.
Yeah.
I don't know. Apparently it's not doing very well, so maybe this was a publicity stunt or something like that. But anyway, good for her.
Wow.
Whatever.
And it's her last year, right?
Yeah, last season.
Last season.
Last season.
She got her magazine.
Right? Yeah, she got that. She got everything. She's got money for life.
Jeez, yeah.
Money for, like, billions of people for life.
Jeez.
Jimmy Buffett fell off the stage.
Uh-oh.
And is reportedly doing well, but he took a major fall during a concert this week. He's performing at Sydney's Horden Pavilion when he fell from the stage and was knocked unconscious for several minutes.
Oh, no. Jeez.
He was knocked off the stage in the home of gay time. Fabulous.
I see.
And right now, if you go on to our blog at derrickandkay.blogspot.com, you can see a very strange video for a guy talking about Golden Gay Time. It's this big fat guy, gay guy, and he doesn't have a shirt on, but he's talking about Golden Gay Time. And here's the audio. It's very strange.
Great. Very campy and happy.
He's talking about the commercial.
Bubbly and all of that. Now, this is what a Golden Gay Time looks like. Look at that. Isn't it yummy? Now, how do you eat a Golden Gay Time? Well, these are my favourite ice creams, by the way. I love a good gay time. Now, what I like to do is nibble it like this. Nibble the top. Sometimes I like to lick the sides like that. And sometimes I like to nibble the sides like this. Yum. But my favourite way of having a gay time is to put it all in my mouth and then bite the base with my teeth. The base of the wood, that is, like this.
Huh?
Oh, wait on. Sorry, I can't show you. I'm on a weight reduction diet. Sorry, I can't show you eating this. I'll have to put it back in the packet. I won't tell my flatmate. He'll never know where it's been. Anyway, take care, my friends.
Anyway, that's the gay time, dude. If you see the video, it adds a lot more to the experience.
That's amazing.
He's got, like, kind of creepy eyes, and he's like...
It sounds creepy.
He's like a 300-pound, like, naked fat guy.
Oh, jeez.
Really out of control.
I think we might have some good soundboard material in there.
I think so, too. Anyway, Lady Gaga wants to create a perfume scented like semen and blood.
Jeez. Yeah, exactly. I was looking for it.
She, according to sources in the fragrance industry, hired to develop Lady Gaga's first fragrance. The pop star has requested that the scent smell of blood and semen.
Are they together? Is it one fragrance or are those like separate ones?
I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be like Demeter, one's going to be blood and one's going to be semen, but maybe she wants them together.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what blood and semen smells like. I mean, not saying that that I wouldn't know, but I mean,
You can't imagine.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, me neither.
Anyway, Tiffany is apologizing for outing Jonathan Knight.
Who?
Tiffany, you know, I think we're alone now. You know.
Oh,
Tiffany.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Anyway, 80s sensation Tiffany is apologizing to former flame Jonathan Knight after seemingly outing him during a recent TV appearance while promoting her upcoming sci-fi movie Mega Python versus Gatorade, which we saw last night, actually.
What the hell was that?
It's a really bad movie for sci-fi. It's horrible.
With a title like that.
Yeah, she said, he's fabulous, but he became gay later. And then she felt bad, but then Jonathan Knight tweeted that it was okay and that she knew he was trying not to be mean, and now he's out. He's out. He's gay.
Wow.
Gay as the day is long.
You got it there?
Huh?
Oh.
Oh, we were going to play Gay Time? Oh, I was going to play Nuke of the
that's
Block
what
song.
Do.
No,
well,
no.
Nuke of the Block, the next
yeah,
song.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
sorry.
We like that. No. Anyway, the next story is, I'm going to talk about, this entertainment news is done, but I'm going to talk about bad parenting.
Okay.
Which actually really bothers me. So there is this crazy lady who was on the Dr. Phil show this week. Or maybe she was on the show a couple months ago, I don't
yeah.
know. Anyway, but she is the worst parent ever, and she punishes her child by using hot sauce and cold showers.
Oh, my gosh.
So if the kid's bad, she gives them, like Tabasco sauce or something like that, and makes him hold it in his mouth for, like, I don't know, a minute or so.
That's horrible. It's like soap.
Yeah, super hot sauce. And then
it's
and
a
then
kid.
He, yeah, it's a kid.
Oh,
the kid's,
my
like,
gosh.
Seven. And he spits it out, and then she makes him get in the cold shower. Yeah, it's horrible. We have some audio from the Dr. Phil show
oh, good.
Of
Jeez.
This woman berating her kid. Here it is.
Why did you tell me you did not pull card when you pulled three? Why did you lie to me? You didn't want to get in trouble. Does it work to lie to me? What happens when you lie to me?
I get hot sauce.
You get hot sauce. What else happens when you lie to me? Do you get in more trouble for lying to me?
Yeah.
Why did you pull a blue card?
Because it was fighting.
Uh-huh. Why did you get a yellow card? I'm waiting. You don't know what you did. Okay, then let's think about it in here.
She takes him to the bathroom, and she gets the hot sauce out. It could be like a bottle of like the really super hot stuff.
Wow.
And she makes him drink like a teaspoon or something of it.
That's horrible.
Yeah, he like has to hold it in his mouth.
Right. Do you lie to me? No, don't spit it. Are lies supposed to come out of your mouth? No. Does it make it better to lie? Was it a good choice to lie to me about pulling three cards today?
I don't even know what that means.
I don't even know what that means. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Don't you spit it at me. Swish it. Do Swish you
it.
Lie at this house?
Swish it like mouthwash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you live at this house? Are you allowed to lie when you live at my house? No. Spit.
So she allows him to spit
oh,
it out,
gosh.
And then Why? She has him get in the damn shower with a cold. This is the part that's the hardest to listen to.
Why are you getting a cold shower?
Because I pulled three cards.
You pulled three cards today. That is not acceptable behavior. You are to do what you are told. You are supposed to listen to your teacher, and when you are told to stop, you stop. Do you understand what I am telling you? Did you listen to your teacher today?
No.
No, you did not. Is that why you're in the shower? You
no.
are in the shower
it's really
wow.
horrible. It's really horrible. I'm going to stop it right there. It's like another 14
that
seconds
is
or
frightening. She sounds like...
She sounds like the biggest bitch in the world.
Like, oh, I could...
Could you be the most beautiful girl?
Sorry, Heather.
Oh, yeah. This is...
Wow, she sounds like a trip.
36-year-old Jessica Beagley... she lives, she's in Alaska, by the way.
Oh, interesting.
And this is her 7-year-old son who she adopted from Russia. So she's big news over there, too. She's been charged with child abuse, and I guess she's going to court to see if she's going to be a fit mother or not. But that is that. So what do you think of that?
That is some crazy ass stuff.
I mean,
what's with it?
hot sauce?
What?
Cold showers?
I'm still, like, thrown by the card thing.
Oh, I have no idea what that's all about.
Did you pull the blue card, pull the yellow card, three cards? You're not supposed to. What's with the card thing? Like,
I have no idea what that's all about. Maybe there's
sounds some... like a bad game show or something.
It is. You pull three cards.
you get a cold shower and a mouthful of hot sauce. It's the worst game show ever.
It is a terrible game
show.
Kids
are just, like, screaming. It's horrible.
But, like, I can't imagine, like, a worse punishment aside from, like, just being beat,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Like, because you've taken a cold shower before.
It's bad.
It sucks, right?
Sometimes you do it for, like when you're turning it down, you, like, don't turn it fast enough, and you get, like, a couple seconds of it, and you're like, woo!
And you do the scream.
Yeah, but that's, you're not taking a cold shower for, like, a long time.
Yeah, like, at least a minute. Or, like, when you're at the beach, and you got a shower
and it's cold.
Freezing.
Yeah, when you're just getting in that.
Why is that? Just because they're cheap?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They don't
want to
heat the water.
It's just water. And it's freezing, yeah.
Yeah. But then the hot sauce thing is crazy.
That is really crazy.
Like, maybe you like tacos and stuff. And maybe maybe you're eating, you know, burritos and it's awesome. And but you're not like...
Nice.
You're not eating like tons of hot sauce.
And, you know, here's the thing that's a little bit more troubling for me. You know, as a kid... Like, this is an interesting thing. As a kid, spicy stuff is really spicy.
Yes,
like, you don't eat spicy
hot.
Stuff as a kid. Like,
no.
That really freaks you out. Like, that would be trouble for us to put in. I can't imagine a kid. Like, it's got to be worse for a kid.
I can't even imagine.
I would think, yeah.
Like, I have trouble with, the regular Tabasco sauce. And that's not even that spicy.
Yeah.
I mean, I do like some spicy food, but I don't think when I was 7 I was into it.
Right.
I mean, maybe if I lived in Mexico, I might be into it. Anyway, I mean, what was the worst punishment you received when you were little?
I'm trying to remember. I don't think anything was that bad. I may have gotten spanked.
You got a little spanking?
I think that happened before.
I think I got spanked one time. It's the punching
ground. I didn't get slugged, no.
But I don't know. I mean, what would warrant a hot sauce thing your kid?
Pulling a blue card, I guess.
Or no, pulling three cards.
Oh, pulling three cards. And some blue and yellow. I don't know what that is all about.
Oh, pulling a card.
That's got to be tough, though.
Anyway, there's another mom who seems maybe not the greatest mom, but just a strict mom. This woman, Amy Chua, has this book out called...
Great name.
Well, she's Chinese.
Oh, sorry.
Called the Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother. And apparently she says Chinese moms work their kids harder, expect more of them out of them, and are generally awarded with offspring that excel in school, careers, and life. Here's some audio of of the tiger mom.
My daughter, Lulu, came back with a bad math test when she was about 10. And she said, I hate math. I'm bad at math. I didn't accept that. I said, I am making these practice tests, and I hand wrote them, and I drilled them with her for a week. And the next test, she did really well. And guess what? She decided she didn't hate math. And then her friends started calling her a math whiz. And now math is one of her favorite subjects.
You know what's so fascinating about this is I don't know whether to be repulsed by that or completely jealous that you are able to
keep it.
It could be both. And maybe it is both. Maybe that's why you're getting such a strong reaction.
Here are some things my daughters Sophia and Louisa were never allowed to do, she wrote. Attend a sleepover. Have a play date. Watch TV or play computer games. Get any grade less than an A. Play any instrument other than the piano or violin.
One of the more controversial excerpts from the book was when you rejected your daughter's Mother's Day card. How cruel.
That story has gotten out of control.
I have the New York Post article here that your daughter wrote defending you. But let's face it, the card was feeble and I was busted. If I actually tried my best at something, you'd never throw it back in my face.
Never. Never.
So in the end, tiger parenting is about pushing your child to live up to their potential.
Yes, but always with love. I think that's the crucial thing. It's got to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
You can't go to a sleepover. You can't play any instrument besides the piano and violin?
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know.
Why only piano and violin?
If you play trumpet, you're going to get hot sauced.
I guess so.
You can't go to a sleepover, no TV or internet or video games.
Video games? What the hell is this?
I don't know. It's like the most unfun childhood ever.
That sounds horrible. You know what? I can't help thinking, someone that's, well, maybe they turn out okay, but you feel like once they have the freedom, they're going to go crazy.
Yeah, they're going to be like...
I mean, they might turn out okay.
They're going to get the pot drinks.
They're going to get the pot drink.
Go crazy.
They're going to get a little bit of that.
They love the Leisurely Lemonade. They're going to sound like Miley Cyrus.
Right?
They love it. But, I mean, come on. That's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah. I don't necessarily agree with that parenting
scheme. Tiger parenting.
Wow.
I mean, what's that? It's causing quite a stir. I kind of am curious. I kind of want to read it.
Curious how? Oh,
want to read the book?
Else? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be interesting as like sort of an observation.
Yeah. I mean, anyway, the New York Times article was entitled Chinese Moms Are Superior. Which I'm not sure if they are.
I wish I had a good clip to play.
I don't know. Chinese friends, call in.
Yeah.
In the last 4 minutes of the show.
What do you think of this? What do you think of this cougar parenting?
Cougar parenting.
Whoops. It's tiger, right?
Yeah, it's okay. Tiger parenting. Anyway, speaking of cougars, Camille Grammer says was on Howard Stern saying that Kelsey is a cross-dresser.
Who?
Now that's
Kelsey Grammer's wife.
He likes being with women, but there's something between us that just didn't click.
But you're saying you do think he's gay. You said when he got into La Cage aux Folles, he was in the right play.
Another reason.
What's the other reason?
I'm not kidding.
He likes to dress up like a woman?
Oh.
I didn't say it. I'm not talking about that.
Good Are you Lord. Saying in your marriage that Kelsey dressed up like a woman?
I'm not saying it.
No kidding. What's that like? When a guy comes in the bedroom. Poor Camille. I didn't know. Honey, why didn't you call me?
Anyway, she's now recanting that statement that Frazier from Cheers likes to dress up in underwear during the bedroom.
Well, that's interesting stuff.
You never done that, have you?
Dressed up in what?
Panties?
I may have exchanged clothing with, you know.
With people?
With a girlfriend.
But not underwear. Not undergarments.
Given some to other women's. No.
It's so hard.
Are you sure?
No, I'm sure.
Okay.
And it would have been on my own.
All right.
Yeah.
Never on your own.
Not on my own.
Oh, okay. No. Just with friends. I don't know.
Girlfriend. Yeah.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, and taking my underwear. That's definitely happened.
Really?
Oh yeah, that's definitely happened.
But it's big.
At a pinch. Well, not for everyone.
Really?
Yeah.
In a pinch?
Yeah.
You've lent out your undergarment?
Oh, that's happened before.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. My husband's here. I don't think I've ever used his undergarment.
Yeah, like a boxer brief. It will do in a pinch.
Not like a tidy whitey.
Oh no.
Oh okay.
I don't have any of those.
You don't have any of those?
No, but I got.
Oh,
like
okay. See, that's what
boxers,
I'm. That's what I'm
boxer.
Envisioning.
Oh no, no, no.
Oh, okay.
No
tidy whiteys in your drawer. Your top drawer.
No.
Okay.
Just boxers and boxer briefs.
Oh, okay. I mean, maybe.
Two separate ones.
Oh, really? Do you keep them separate?
I do separate them.
Do you just have two pairs?
No, there's a lot more.
You said two separate ones.
Two separate kinds, two separate rows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I get a lot more than two.
Oh, you keep them in two separate rows?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so you get the boxer briefs and you get the boxers. So which ones were
I
left out?
I know we might be spending too much time talking about this.
Well, boxer briefs.
Oh, okay, that makes sense,
yeah.
I suppose. If it could make any sense at all.
It's, you know, they're a little bit slimmer fitting and tighter and that sort of thing.
All right, so you got a reverse Kelsey Grammer going on at your house.
I guess you could say that. I don't know if that's what they're calling it these days.
The reverse Kelsey Grammer?
Yeah.
And that, my friends, is the end of our show.
Wow.
I didn't get to anything I wanted to get to. I didn't get to the Angry Bird story.
Oh, it was an Angry Bird story?
Yeah, I didn't get to the American Idol story.
Idol.
90 seconds.
I didn't get to anything. There's that woman. I hate her.
Oh, well, we'll have to. Will it save for next week?
I'll save it
you
for next week.
We'll save for next
yeah,
week?
Yeah, definitely.
Tupperware?
Definitely. Yeah.
Do you want a container for that?
Yeah, I know where I can get a container. Anyway, contact the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com. Follow our blog at derekandk.blogspot.com. And follow us on Twitter.
Come on, do it already.
DK Radio Show. Anyway, we'll be back next week at the very same time, 6 to 7 p.m.
seconds.
On Sunday. There she goes again. Anyway, we'll probably rebroadcast this so we get that missed segment.
Yeah, if too much is missing, we'll have to do that.
Yeah, internet happened weird. All right, guys.
Well, thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Catch you next week. See you later.
We'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
10 seconds